I'm joined right now by in the studio by the director Jess Davis and writer Emma Wright, who are here to tell us a little bit more about Hairworm. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I'm really interested in Hairworm as a title. That might be a good place to start. What's that all about?
Sure. Look, I was just thinking about that now, really. Where did Hairworm come from? I think it came from some Googling. I really wanted an accessible metaphor to talk about eating disorders, particularly about anorexia nervosa. And I think I was just looking at parasites, because the idea of an eating disorder being parasitic was something that was kind of a strong thing for me to start writing. And so I was looking through these parasites and I came across the Spinocordotis telinii. And it's this really crazy parasite that it's this hairworm which grasshoppers and crickets ingest, and it sort of grows inside them to the point that it's fully grown and matured, and it overtakes the insect. It sort of releases these chemicals and proteins and overtakes the insect, so that when it comes across water it makes the insect dive in and essentially commit suicide, so that it can then sort of weave itself out and continue the cycle. So
wow.
It's actually very fitting.
Crazy to watch.
It's you can watch it on YouTube. And
I'm scared.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary. It's fascinating. It's crazy. Nature
surreal.
Is crazy. But that just sort of seems like a perfect way to describe to someone who perhaps doesn't have any experience or understanding of what an eating disorder really is, to say, hey, okay, how about we take it out of something that's kind of personal and taboo and icky and put it into something that maybe people will understand? And that's sort of where it came from.
Yeah, the physicalization of something, of building an image for something that can be invisible, mm-hmm. In terms of mentally. You know, and it's a really strong metaphor in the play. It's really apt.
Yeah, great. So this story obviously is kind of delving into some invisible aspects of mental illness or like human life more generally. What inspired you to tell this story, Hairworm?
It's been a story that I've been working on for 7 years.
Whoa.
So a long, long time. It began as a short story when I was in year 10, which I then revisited when I was at uni. And then I started turning into a play in 2015, kind of accidentally. So I was relative, I think I was about I would have been younger than that, about 15 when I started writing it. And it was just because I was really passionate, and I still am, about breaking the stigma that surrounds eating disorders. I just think that it's something that no one's talking about. And if we look at the research, one of the main obstacles towards individuals seeking recovery is the fact that there is very little awareness around eating disorders. I did a speech in year 10, where I talked about eating disorders being such a problem in society, and we can't go on like this. And the feedback to that speech was, I think that you're manipulating the topic to suit your standpoint, and that's not actually, like, they basically said that that eating disorders were not like a valid thing to be talking about in that context. And I face that so regularly, where people just, they don't think they're an actual thing. They think it's attention seeking. They think it's vanity. It's a phase.
It comes with a certain image,
yeah,
as well. When I think just generally there's this image of anorexia and eating disorders, particularly food restricting eating disorders, that the sufferers are young, female, white,
middle class,
yeah. which is kind of the poster girl image of it. Mm-hmm. But the actual truth is that it doesn't discriminate.
Yeah.
There are many men that also suffer from eating disorders, which is a part of eating disorders that is not touched on as often. Obviously, our show is part of Femme Freshworks, and we're working with a big ensemble of femme performers and creatives, but it would be remiss of us not to acknowledge that it doesn't discriminate. It is not just a female problem.
I think it's particularly interesting as well that this issue prevails in a time where the notion of therapy and mental illness is becoming increasingly destigmatized, but it definitely seems a little bit more biased towards anxiety and depression, yeah, and eating disorders are definitely overlooked and misunderstood in a lot of ways. So yeah, it's great to shed some light on the issues. So speaking back to the show in a little bit more detail, who's the protagonist? Can you tell us a little bit more about the narrative without giving too much away?
Oh, so it's a very interesting work. It's been an amazing challenge to work on it. So I've had it in my hot little hands for 2 years and seen various iterations of it as it's developed through reads. And the first time we did it with a cast of 7 as a read, and then we did it with a cast of 3, and now we have a cast of 9. So there are no delineations to the script. That's something that comes down to the individual part of the production that we're doing. But there is a very central character that exists, and it is a young female voice that... we go from the onset of the disorder into their darkest times, and then what it is like to come out at the other side but never being fully recovered, because I think there's a lot of things that you can never fully recover because they always sit with you, and the intricacies of negotiating the world when people don't fully understand what you've been through.
Yeah, I definitely think that sounds... wonderful. just one last question. So obviously the work deals with a variety of kind of challenging things that may be alien to some and resonate really well for others. What do you hope people take away from the show in an ideal world?
In an ideal world, I think Jess has phrased it really beautifully in the past. This isn't a show solely for people who have experienced an eating disorder or know someone who has, because let's be real, most of us know someone who has, even if we don't know it. I think it's a really crucial reminder to be kinder to ourselves, to be kinder to the people in our lives, to have empathy and compassion for people, and to be aware that there's always more going on with an individual than what meets the eye. And I really truly hope that people will walk away, hopefully removing some of those stereotypes of EDs that we are so commonly faced with, and just more, I guess, of an understanding of what it is like for an individual who's battling the condition, and an understanding of not only what that individual is going through, but what the people in their lives are going through as well. The play is quite heavily focused on the effects of an ED on the family unit, because that's also something that's not often talked about. We hear the perspective of the sufferer, but rarely their loved ones. And it's a huge part of the disorder. It really affects everyone in the picture, not just the one person.
And also, I'm also very excited for audiences to see our big female conglomerate. I don't know if that's
amazing.
The right word.
Just 16 like women word. Brought this to the stage.
Incredible.
And our dramaturg.
And our dramaturg, Simon Thompson.
But yeah, from various backgrounds, experiences, personally and creatively. And they've just been an amazing team to work with. And I'm very excited for all of their hard work to be put up for an audience opening on Tuesday.
Whoa. great. Well, thank you both so much for joining me on the show today, and good luck with opening night and the run of the show.